You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Let's talk about some slow starting hitters next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Tuesday, April 19th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Chris Towers. What's going on with these guys? Let's try and figure it out. Brendan Rodgers, he went 1-for-3 with a walk on Monday, but Chris, he is batting 118. What do you see so far in the profile for Brendan Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those situations. Like, sometimes there are players who get off to a slow start, and it's just kind of bad luck, you know, like Kyle Tucker, you know, his expected stats, he's hitting the tar out of the ball, as they say, but he's got a 130 average. Brendan Rodgers is not that. Brendan Rodgers is striking out too much. He's hitting a lot of ground balls, and he's not hitting the ball particularly hard. All of those things, if they continued moving forward, would be really bad for Brendan Rodgers. He would probably get sent to the minors if he had a 34% strikeout rate by the time June 1st rolls around. On April 19th, when we're 10 games into the season or 12 games into the season, it's hard to be too concerned about it. This is just what happens, I think. Brendan Rodgers, among the guys we're going to talk about, is probably the most concerning just because, one, he plays on a team in the Rockies that occasionally does weird stuff with their lineup that doesn't make sense to outside observers. And so, you know, 3 bad weeks from Brendan Rodgers, maybe that earns him an extra day off or two. But I'm not too concerned. And, you know, if someone was looking to drop him or panic trade him, he's someone I would be looking to buy.
Joey Votto went 0-for-4 with 2 more strikeouts on Monday. He's batting 105. And according to the broadcast, he has changed up his batting stance a few times already this season. Chris, any concern over Joey Votto?
Yeah, Joey Votto is going to tinker until he figures it out. I think that's the thing that we should take away from the past few seasons. I feel like there's probably been half a dozen times over the last 4 or 5 seasons where someone on this podcast has said, maybe this is it for Joey Votto. And it hasn't been true yet. So my position on Joey Votto is I'm going to need a very, very compelling reason to believe that he's finished. And 11 bad games just isn't enough for me. He's someone who has reinvented himself over the past couple of seasons, turned himself into a power hitter last year. And I remember seeing a quote this offseason that was something to the effect of, if I thought I couldn't reinvent myself, I would have retired. And so I feel like he's the kind of guy who, he's smart, he's going to figure it out. And I have no concerns about Joey Votto. I would be trying to buy Joey Votto.
Got off to a really slow start last year too, and then obviously turned it on. We all remember what he did. So stay patient with Joey Votto. Marcus Semien has a new home with the Texas Rangers. He is batting 128 and hitting a lot of fly balls early on. Chris, maybe just trying to sell out a little bit for power here with his new team.
Yeah, that's possibly an explanation, and it's possible that his swing is out of whack as a result of that. You know, one thing that we've seen is that his max exit velo was 108.1 miles per hour. That's pretty much in line with where he usually is. It was 108 in 2020. It was 109.5 in 2021. So it doesn't seem like he's lost the bat speed, at least, because max exit velo tends to be a pretty good indicator of raw power. And so I would say based on that, based on the strikeout rate, that Marcus Semien is probably fine and that it's just a slow start. You know, we did talk on the full episode of the podcast about some early indications that the ball might not be traveling as far as it did last season, whether that's because of, you know, the de-juiced ball being used more consistently or the, you know, humidor being installed in more stadiums, in every stadium now, and maybe that's the result of something like that. And Marcus Semien's the kind of player who doesn't have great raw power and kind of maximizes what he does with a pull-heavy approach. Maybe he could be more impacted by the ball traveling less far. On the other hand, we would have said that about him last season as well, and he had by far the most home runs of his career and had the best season of his career. So I'm not too concerned about Marcus Semien either.
All right, let's wrap up with three other hitters that have changed teams. I'll just list them out. And Chris, if there's one that stands out that you're actually more worried about, then let me know. Carlos Correa, Kyle Schwarber, and Luke Voit, each of those three batting under 200. What do you think of those guys?
I think with Carlos Correa, there is nothing he could do to lose playing time. And his sample size is so big for his career of being a high level player. And especially, you know, over the past, you know, not so much in 2020, but 2021, he was quite good. He's been able to stay healthy. I'm not concerned about him. Kyle Schwarber, another guy who just, he's hit for power so consistently and he's been so impressive that I'm not concerned. Luke Voit, I believe in personally. I'm not too concerned about this slow start. The reason I would be concerned about it, if I was going to be, is just that, you know, it's possible he could start losing playing time because he is a, you know, mostly a DH. And so if he's not hitting, what is he bringing to the table? So that would be the concern with Luke Voit, but I think it's probably 2 weeks too soon to really be concerned about that.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.